This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The biggest metro in the U.S. has now lifted most coronavirus restrictions on businesses as of today, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, tri-state region, and they've decided to run the New York City Marathon after the cancellation last year, November 7th. Smaller, 33,000 runners instead of 50,000, staggered start times. This is about lifting spirits and about money. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
When the 2019 New York Marathon
on your mark
was replaced in 2020 by silence on city streets, more was lost than 26 miles of sweat and strain for the runners.
The economic impact is quite significant.
Scott Rossner directs sports management at Columbia University, and he's run this race. He says for big cities, marathons bring entry fees and charity fundraising. Plus,
all the visitors, hotel occupancy rates are high, you know, street vendors, especially on the race route.
Sports economist Andrew Zimblist at Smith College says this kind of event will likely bring in tens of millions of dollars for New York and more.
Symbolically, it's significant because we're coming back and with the marathon and sports generally, it's a community reestablishing itself.
He says the big money for cities still depends on fully restoring pro sports like baseball, football, basketball, and hockey. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.